Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. And welcome, welcome, welcome to this wonderful edition of Family Prayer on Blog Talk Radio. We're so pleased to be joining you today. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing and being glad in it. Aren't you glad about it? I'm glad about it. We're now in 2018. 2017 is behind us. We're in this present moment, January 25th at noon. We are 25 days in to 2018. What a blessing to be alive. What a blessing to be well. What a blessing to have a sound mind. What a blessing to have good health. What a blessing to have family. What a blessing to have the Holy Spirit, to have God, to have Jesus. Hallelujah, God, our Father in our lives. What a blessing that He has loved us and still loves us and has blessed us with a family. It may not be everything that you desire, but you have a family, glory to God. If not a bloodline family, you have a family. God will put friends. He will put your church family around you to support you and to love you. And I just believe this year is a pivotal year. It's a year when you and I become the fullest expression of what God has created us to be. I believe the years before were preparation, and now it's time to live, live, live. In John 10:10, the words of Jesus say in the Bible, "I have come that you would have life and life more abundantly." Aren't we blessed? We can live the abundant life. All we have to do is believe. And I want to share Romans 8:28. All things work together for good. What do you mean, all things? Yes, if you did not consider it a good thing, it was a lesson. Amen? And if it was a good thing, it was a blessing. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and for those who are called according to His purpose. I believe you love Him today. I know that you're called because you're in the earth. He called you here for purpose. He has a plan. So all we have to do is dream again. Amen? Dust off that desire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is able. Amen and amen. God wants to do a new thing in your life. All the old things are passed away, the former things. Amen? Amen and amen. And now we're going to play our theme song. I could go on and on. We're going to have a little song service, and then we will get into deeper into our show today, our service. Be blessed by our theme song. Our God is awesome. Oh, yes, He is. He's an awesome God. Nobody like Him. Amen? You can search the world over, but you'll find that there's nobody like our God.
He's greater than greatly to be praised.
In the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
So last week I was shopping online for a jean.
Glory to God. Ah, God is awesome. You can shop the world over looking for something to fill you up. You know, there are so many different religions. There's so much going on. But I believe when you search the scriptures, then God will reveal himself to you. When you search the scriptures, you'll begin to know that there is a God, and his name is Jehovah. Amen. And he loves you with an everlasting love. And you'll begin to throw up your hands, and you'll want to praise him. Amen. You'll want to worship him because he's just like that, a good God. Be blessed by this.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place. Thank you.
Thank you. When a girl finally gets that ring, she's going to show it to her mother, her father, her grandmother, her best friend, the cat lady from next door, and of course, Mr. Fufu. And every single one of her Facebook friends, including Jose, whom she spent a magical night with 5 years ago in Guadalajara.
I like.
So it better be a kick-ass ring.
Turning around for me.
if I stay strong. Thank you. You belong.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, victory, yes. Victory, victory belongs to Jesus. Amen. Victory, victory belongs to God. That means we don't have to fight all battles. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. It may form, but it cannot prosper because God gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. So step out, hallelujah, into your world to accomplish what God has called you to accomplish, knowing that you have the victory. Amen. When the devil says no, God says yes. And he will use people in human form to say no. But God will override, overrule, superrule. And you will get a yes. Amen? Now it is prayer time. Prayer, prayer, prayer changes things. More than anything, it changes you and me. Amen? Hallelujah. We know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Glory to God. God will strengthen you and me for whatever we're going through. The God in me, hallelujah, and the God in you will strengthen us to be victorious. Glory to God. And now our prayer. Father, today we come to you in the humblest manner that we know how. We come, Lord God, to give you praise, to give you worship. We come, Lord God, because we adore you. We come, Lord God, because it's our desire to put no one before you. We come, Lord God, because we love you. We know that you loved us with an everlasting love. We know, Lord God, that you are our Father. We can cry, Abba, Father. We know, Lord God, that you are a sanctifier. Hallelujah. You sent your Son, Jesus. And when you look upon us, you don't see us, but you see the loving arms of Jesus around us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can cry, holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah, for you are a holy God. Your words is let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And we come today, Lord God, with praise and adoration upon our lips, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that we could not make it without you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, hallelujah, that our hope is in you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you have given us a measure of faith, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that you put together a perfect set of circumstances to increase our faith and to mature us, Lord God. And for that, we thank you. For that, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Right now, Lord God, we want to pray, hallelujah, to you in the name of Jesus, interceding on the behalf of others right now, Lord God. We pray for those who feel the least, the lost, and the left out. Hallelujah. We pray that you touch them with your finger of love. Reveal yourselves to them, Lord God. Let them know that you have never left them. Hallelujah. But they, hallelujah, need to seek you as never before. Your words are, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, unto us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We're asking, Lord God. Your word says ask. Hallelujah. You have not because you ask not. And we ask you right now, Lord God, have mercy. Have mercy right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Have mercy, Lord God, upon those who feel least, lost, and left out. Have mercy right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give them a glimmer of hope where it seems hopeless, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. As you put my grandson upon my heart, Lord God, and I called him, Lord God, and he needed prayer. He needed encouragement. And I thank you, Lord God, that you used me, Lord God, to pray him through and encourage him, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren in those cases and for our generations to come. They may not ever look upon our faces, but we're praying for them right now, Lord God, that they will know you, Lord God. That they will serve you, Lord God, that they will do great exploits in your name, Lord God, that they will stay on purpose, hallelujah, that they will walk with you, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that they will be blessed and highly favored, hallelujah, that their names will be known, Lord God, that they will be people of great wealth and authority, Lord God, because we prayed in this generation, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, for my grandmother's prayers and those that I didn't look upon, Lord God, who prayed us into the place that we are now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, the little song, hallelujah, let your light shine still reverberates in my soul. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. How a simple song, Lord God. But I pray, hallelujah, that the generations to come, Lord God, will let their light shine brightly for you, Lord God. I pray for all children and grandchildren and those who are in existence right now, Lord God. Cover them in your blood, a hedge of protection around them. Keep them from evil and evil from them, Lord God. Give them a mind to do right. A man to be obedient, a man to honor their parents, hallelujah, a man, hallelujah, to do what is right in your sight. Have mercy right now, Lord God, on this generation, Lord God. Bless them indeed in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for those who are sick and shut in right now, Lord God, whose bodies are racked with pain. Hallelujah. And for those who don't even know something is going on in their bodies, I pray right now that you heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Rophi, our healer, Lord God. You sent your son to take stripes upon his back for every sickness and disease, Lord God. Even when they call it incurable, Lord God, you, hallelujah, have to cure. Our God, we thank you for touching, for healing. Hallelujah, for restoration. Nothing missing, nothing lacking in physical bodies right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I thank you right now, Lord God, for testimonies of healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Our God, I pray for families right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, there seems to be an attack upon families, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, but we pray in the name of Jesus that you stay the hand of the enemy, that you overrule and superrule, that daughters, hallelujah, will renew and strengthen their relationships with their mothers and fathers, and fathers will renew their relationships with their children, and sons will renew their relationships with their fathers. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, that the bonds will be so strong that no devil in hell can come between families in the name of Jesus. I pray that they honor the younger generation, their fathers and grandfathers, and those who have rule and power over them, which is your word, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, hallelujah, that men will honor, hallelujah, the wives, hallelujah, the rib that you gave them, Lord God, the God-ordained mate. And I pray those who are single will wait on you, Lord God, until you reveal to men who you have ordained for them to walk this life, this journey called life, Lord God, with them, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, hallelujah, that you reverse the curse, hallelujah, in families, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray that you turn back, hallelujah, the traps of the enemy, Lord God. Hallelujah. So that there will be marriages breaking out, Lord God, and children will come forth for those who have been called barren. Hallelujah. And I pray, Lord God, that you touch single mothers and single fathers. I pray, Lord, that you bless marriages. I pray, Lord, that your kingdom come, your will be done, Father, in families, because you created families. I believe you love families, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you desire a family, and that's why you created mankind in the beginning. God, I love you. I thank you, Lord. I pray right now for leaders. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. I receive, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, I pray that as it goes out over the airwaves, that people receive, Lord God. And I pray that extended families, hallelujah, that mothers-in-law will be called mothers-in-law, hallelujah. Fathers-in-law will be received as fathers-in-law, and they will treat their extended family, those who their children have been ordained to marry, just like their own children, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God. Heal our land, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray, hallelujah, Lord God, for governmental leaders all over the earth. I pray, Lord God, that they get to know you, that you reveal yourself to them, Lord God, that you allow them to be in the positions that they are in, and they have been chosen to make, hallelujah, improvements in the lives of the people that they govern, Lord God. I pray that their hearts are made soft toward the people, hallelujah, that they do not wax cold and are indifferent, but think about what is best for those people that you have allowed them to govern, Lord, that they work well with those in government with them, Lord God. Heal government, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and let governmental leaders come together and be unified, hallelujah, Lord God, for the good of the people, Lord God, and for your glory. Hallelujah. I pray for the fivefold ministry gifts, Lord, your apostles, your prophets, your evangelists, your pastor teachers. Cover them in your blood, Lord God. Help them to seek you as never before. Help them, Lord God, to know that you are God. Help them to cast the heavy weight of the ministries upon you. Help them, Lord God, hallelujah, to have blessed families and togetherness in their families, Lord God. Ah, God, anoint afresh right now, Lord God. Open doors as never before and close doors that have been opened by the enemy. Help them not to be misled or misdirected. Help them to keep their focus on you. Order their steps, Lord. Prosper them in every area. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless the body of Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah. Surround your arms around the body of Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah. And squeeze into all envy, hatred, jealousy, division. Hallelujah. Is no more. Overrule and superrule. So the body of Christ can be one body, focusing on that which you have called us to do, to witness to the lost, the least, and the left out, until, hallelujah, their hearts are touched and they cry, I yield, and get saved. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you right now. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you right now, Lord God. Stir up the gifts, hallelujah, as never before. Oh, God, we thank you right now. I thank you. I thank you. I give you praise, hallelujah. I give you glory, hallelujah. I give you honor this day, Lord God. Truly, there's nobody like you. Hallelujah, Lord God. No, nobody like you, our God. I thank you, Lord God, for touching my situations and my circumstances, Lord God. I thank you for blessing me indeed, Lord God. I thank you for blessing family prayer, Lord God. I thank you for adding to family prayer daily. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that everyone who listens is blessed, and those who have listened are continually being blessed. It is in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ I pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is our desire, all of us, that we become more and more like you, Lord God. We ask you to change us. Hallelujah. No matter how long we've been serving you, Lord, we need more. We need more. We want to be more like Jesus. More like you, Lord God.
Watch me change me, oh God. Jesus. Oh, he'll do it if you let him.
Hallelujah. Give it over to Jesus. Give yourself away. Give your problems away. Hallelujah. Because, glory to God, our God is amazing. Amen.
Let your mind, oh, I'm glad to see your mind. It's yours.
Hallelujah. Our God is amazing. We can shout. You're amazing. Hallelujah. Giving praise to God. Well, in 2018, I want to be better. That's why I play Change Me. No matter who we are, we can grow. No matter how long we've been saved, there is room for growth. Amen, amen. Learning is lifelong. Growing in Christ is lifelong. To God be the glory. Well, at this time, we share the salvation call. We do it every show because we want all to be saved. You might say I'm a good person, and I agree if you say so, but none of us, no matter how good we are, can get to heaven unless we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. So today I'm offering you Jesus. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And I pray that you surrender, hallelujah, your life to him today and accept Jesus and God as Father and the Holy Spirit as Comforter. You'll find your life will never be the same. You'll grow. You'll get better. You'll look back at your old life and you'll say, wow, oh, what a change. Amen. That God has brought about in my life. You might have money, but you may not feel fulfilled. The only way to fill the void is with Jesus, is with God, the Holy Spirit. You might not have money and you may be okay, but then God wants you to live a blessed life. Hallelujah. The Bible says money answereth all things. Hallelujah. So he'll help you, give you creative ideas, open the door of opportunity for a job so that you can have more than enough for you and those you love. Amen. And bless the kingdom. Glory to God. And now the words, if you say the words, say it and mean it in your heart. Amen. Because God searches the heart. He knows. And once you say it with passion, once you say it and mean it, you know, you've heard people say, okay, and you can tell they're just saying it to pacify you. They don't really mean it. But I want you to really mean it today, and then you'll see God will become real to you. And he has been with you all the time. The Bible says he rains the sun and the rain on the just and the unjust. Hallelujah. And I'm not calling you unjust, but I'm saying that we're justified in Christ. Amen. And we need a Savior. Hallelujah, glory to God, and his name is Jesus. And as I said before, I accepted Christ as a child, and I have never, ever, ever regretted it. I saw my little grandmother get her shot on, and I loved her, and I said to myself, I want that. And lo and behold, God gave me my shot, and he gave me a heavenly language, and he has blessed me. Hallelujah, glory to God, and I can say you, hallelujah, we'll see a difference in your life. Amen. I'm just giving my little testimony. Glory to God. The words now. Father, I thank you that this day I can call you Father. I accept Jesus, your Son, as my personal Lord and Savior. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I repent. I ask you to take my life and use it for your glory. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ I pray. Amen. If you said those wonderful words, you are now saved. Amen. And you will see that you can talk to God. And that's what praying is, talking to God. Just share your heart. You may not know, our Father, thou art, thy be, but you can talk to him. You can just say, Father, today I thank you for life. I thank you for strength. I ask you to lead me and guide me. I ask you to show me your glory. Woo! Hallelujah. And then God will lead you to a church where you can fellowship. The Bible says, do not forsake the fellowshipping of yourselves together. You need a church. You need an under-shepherd, a pastor. Hallelujah. You need believers around you to help you grow. Amen. And then God will tell you what to let go. He'll close some doors, but he'll open some new doors for you. Amen. Well, I thank God. I just believe that many got saved. Hallelujah. And I believe if you're listening to the recorded show, You can still get saved. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to play a little celebratory song. Hallelujah. 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 Well, the Lord is taking me another way. It's just let your power fall. Now that you're saved, you want to see God operate in your life, and he will. Amen? Amen.
When your name is called, through the doubters roam,
when you say,
God, you're still back and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief so I can tell all my friends
that you won again.
That you have won again. Over and over and over again. Yeah, yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe this is going to be our best year yet. Amen. I believe that there's nothing holding us back, that God has already kicked down the door so you can just walk on through. He's already made a way. Glory to God. His power has fallen. Glory to God. So all we have to do is walk out in faith. Amen. And possess the possession that God has for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm feeling a little blood song right now. Glory to God. A little blood song. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When was the last time, glory to God, you felt like a blood song? Glory to God. The blood still works. Thank you.
Damn!